Welcome to the Get Up Podcast. Boom, 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 boom. I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a chainsaw in a tree lot, baby. Woo! Fear slashing, goal smashing, thugging, bugging, banging, slanging. It's time to go drink out of the fire hose, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the number one podcast in the history of podcasts when you're talking about mindset, attitude, and positivity. That's how we do. I'm your host, Mark Hayford. You are the Get Up Army, and this is time for you to get your weekly shot of awesome. Let's get at it, yo. First off, I want to thank you, everybody out there. This is now heard on 10 different platforms in 40 different countries and regions. This is episode 47. Not bad, since we dropped the first episode January 1st, 2021. And here we are, creeping up on Christmas. Creeping up, baby. Hey, I'm so thankful for you guys. Thank you for being part of this journey, for supporting all of this, the Get Up message, the encouraging others, the playing all out, having that mindset. It's not easy. It takes work, man. It takes practice. It takes leaning into it. It takes being brave enough to suck at new stuff and fail forward. And that's what we're doing here. Hey, if you're out in social media, so am I. So hit me up on all your socials, everything from LinkedIn to TikTok and in between, baby. We're out there in Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, yada, yada, yada. It's Mark with a C, Mark Hayford. And go check out my website, markhayford.com. We got three, uno, dos, tres, best-selling books, okay? Mucho, that's right, out there. They hit number one on Amazon. You can get them out there on Amazon. You can also get them on markhayford.com. It's Get Up, encouraging you to attack life, light up the darkness, and 365. That's a thought of the day book. Two of those three books are out on Audible. So if you like to listen to books as narrated by the author, come on, baby. You know how we do. Went in the studio. It's a real deal. So I love it, man. I love it. We got positivity out the wazoo. I had an argument with somebody that, I had to correct someone the other day because I think they think positivity is puppies, rainbows, cupcakes, high fives, right? No. I've said this before. I'll say it again. Positivity is it's mental toughness. You're the hammer or you're the freaking nail. Okay. And having positivity means, you know, no matter what, that it's time to go swinging. Because being the nail sucks. I just spit all over this microphone. Okay. All right. Episode 47 without delay. Let's just get into this. I just really want to get into this. About a year ago, I did a radio program when I had the Get Up Power Hour, which was the only personal growth radio program out of the Philadelphia marketplace. Sad, but true. It was great. I love that show. It's so freaking dope. It should be illegal. That's what I'm talking about. But I'm going to tell you this, man, I did a whole show on depression. And you know what? It's somewhere buried on my website. So you can go binge listen to the radio programs. They were hot. That's a full hour of just, you know, going hard. Okay. But depression. This subject is rampant right now. I mean, we're in some of the most, you know, the times of adversity since we hit the 2020s, the roaring 20s, man, as advertised. we're kind of, you don't know what's coming next, right? And there's been anxiety, there's been frustration, there's been lots of division, suicide rates have gone up. I mean, it's been hot mess express. And depression's a thing in the first place. It's intensified. So I think it's something we need to talk about. We need to get it on the table. You know, if you're a friend of this show, if you're in the Get Up Army, then you've heard me talk about how also another platform, if you want to connect, that I'm on, it's on Clubhouse. Do a weekly room on Clubhouse, mental wellness. And man, the good, the bad, the ugly, and everything in between, we do a mental wellness safe zone room, where the goal is to encourage people and to have people leave that room better than how they first entered it. So if you want to check that out, I typically do that on Wednesdays from 4 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But I'm going to tell you this, depression's a real thing, and we need to get the conversation out and we need to talk about it. Now I'm going to do a little disclaimer here, okay? I'm not giving medical advice, okay? And I'm not telling you to disregard anything that you should be adhering to when you're speaking to a professional. I am not a psychologist. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a pharmacist, therapist, trauma expert, bereavement expert, or social worker. I'm none of those things. But I'm friends with all of them. I'm surrounded by some of the best literally in the world in that room in Clubhouse. And I have a superpower. I do. We all do. Everybody's got a superpower. My superpower is I can't change oil. You don't want me baking you pancakes ever. My kids have a horror story about that. It's been a family joke for a decade, and I will never talk about that here. But my superpower is I am an encourager. I mean, look, all three of those books hit number one in personal growth, right? Self-help, sports psychology, neuro-linguistic programming. It's that. I like to encourage people to stay up. That's the get up message. It's part of it. So here's what I want to do today. First of all, I want to go over 10 tips that I've learned, that I've researched, that has lots of data backing it up, that could really help someone and benefit them. So if you are dealing with things and you're not feeling 100%, I invite you to listen over the next few moments as I kind of go over some of these details. And if you're not someone who's dealing with anything, that's fine. You may know someone who is, so please share this with them. Or, you know, maybe take some notes and have a conversation, right? It's important. So let's do it. Let's get into it. Now, if you are someone who is dealing with some issues, depression, every day's hard. It's hard. You know, we talk about smashing goals out here, but sometimes you can't even get your feet out of bed. You don't want to get out of bed. It's heavy. I understand. See clinical treatment. You know, I've heard a couple of people, first and foremost, that have come in. This happened the other day in the room. And by the way, they have something called replays in Clubhouse, which means basically you can record the room. Well, Clubhouse has that as an option. You can record it. So people can go in and listen later, just like no one's listening to this live as I'm recording it, but they're going to listen to it globally whenever you want to listen to it on the 10 platforms that this is being showcased on. But we do not do replays in that room. They're turned off because there's some private conversations that need to stay there. But I've heard a couple of times just yesterday how some people said they tried therapy and therapy did not work because they didn't like their therapist. One lady was in her mid-60s, lost a child, had lots of things that would absolutely cause depression. And she had a 30-year-old therapist or 28-year-old therapist who, and some of the things, it's hard. She's like, this woman had no idea about my life experience, what I had, you know, what she read in books, you can't replicate in real life. Okay. But I encourage her to go find a therapist that is going to suit her. Therapy is important. And it's so common nowadays. That doesn't mean you're cuckoo magoo. It does not. As a matter of fact, I have good friends that are therapists that are the first ones to tell you that therapists need the most therapy. They really do, because they're out there and they're dealing and helping and encouraging. And you can't fill someone's cup when you're empty, right? So you got to be filled up. And sometimes therapy needs to happen, right? Doesn't mean there's something wrong with you, but I if you're dealing with depression and it's more than a little and it's been going on for a while, I really, really, really suggest that you seek someone to speak to, someone that you're going to be able to vibe with, trust. And I would suggest a professional, because a lot of people have good intentions and they have opinions, and their opinions are wrong. And that's why I'm telling you that I'm not a psychologist, doctor, pharmacist, therapist, trauma expert, bereavement expert, or social worker. Okay. However, I do have 10 suggestions of things that have been studied and proven, and I've had these discussions with professionals that have validated, yes, these are trips. These are tips. I don't want to say tricks, but techniques that have benefited people. So here we go. All right, we're going to go some top 10 here, ideas that might benefit you and help you not be as down. Okay. Here's number one, while I take a drink. Oh yeah. Number one, make some plans. Make some plans for some pleasant things, some pleasant events. Don't wait to be in the mood to do something, because when you're depressed, you're not in the mood to do something, right? You don't want to do anything. You don't want to talk to anybody. So make plans of things that you could be looking forward to, something you could look forward to. People you may spend time, you may look forward to spending time with. And listen, this doesn't have to be this big, overwhelming thing. This could be something daily that you're looking forward to, like a favorite show, your favorite Get Up podcast, you know, 15 minutes of maybe music or a hobby. Give yourself permission to enjoy, to have a good time. And look, this time of year, we're in early December here. There's bigger events. So over the next 2 months, there's so many things, that gatherings, people are going to be coming together. It doesn't have to be stressful. It could be something that you could look forward to, right? We're talking Christmas. We have New Year's, you know, every weekend there's football and playoffs and all that stuff. I mean, try something new. Try something new, maybe. Make a plan to try something new, you know, creative class, cooking, a sport. Get something on your calendar. Do that, okay? Daily. Because, you know, that's bringing us to our next one. Get in a routine. Got to get in a routine. The reason you have to get into a routine is because depression is known to break down structure, right? Think about it. The days can just bleed into each other, melt into the next one. You don't even know what day it is anymore. You want to set a schedule that's going to get you back on track. It could be a gentle schedule at first, but little things, something. We as people operate better, generally speaking. Don't send me freaking emails at getup@markhafer.com. Generally speaking, we operate better on a schedule. So get in a routine, okay? So we just had make some plans for pleasant events. Could be daily, could be bigger ones. And we also have get in a routine, okay? A little bit of both. Baby steps. Baby steps are not little steps to the baby, right? The it's baby steps to the person that's all grown up. So baby steps could be big steps, all right, when you're taking them. So just baby steps. Let's get into this. This one, I know everybody's going, yeah, I know. Because you heard it, but let's break it down. Exercise. Exercise is crucial. Crucial. It's paramount when we're talking mental wellness. And look, you don't have to be the you know, Cain Hayford, my son, the 20-year-old, I'm going to go to the gym really quick for 2.5 hours, you know? You know, or the 18-year-old Mark Hayford, where a 4-hour, you know, gym routine, if you do less than that, you're a loser. No, 15 to 30 minutes a day. It's all you need. It can dramatically boost mood. Really, really, any type of exercise. And think about this. There's walking, there's running, there's yoga, there's weightlifting, and that could be all different kinds. There's kettlebells, there's all kinds of stuff. You could do spin classes. I know that's a big thing now. A lot of the biking, I know a lot. My wife has the Peloton or the NordiTrack or whatever it is, right? You're biking in different parts of the world. You don't even have to leave anywhere, but you're getting your exercise in. You're getting your reps in. You know, there's all types of fighting now. There's kickboxing, there's MMA schools, there's martial arts classes, there's lots of grappling classes like jujitsu. You know, boxing doesn't mean you have to go into a ring, get your head beat in, but it means you can actually learn combos, you can learn to hit a speed bag, you can learn to hit a heavy bag. That's cardio, that's all kinds of stuff. That's self-confidence. Exercise should be number one on this list. I mean, it's hard because they're all good, but what happens is when you exercise, you're relieving stress. Our brains have a pituitary gland and we're releasing endorphins. Okay. Endorphins it's a hormone that your pituitary gland releases. And it relieves pain. It gives you it relieves stress. It can give you a euphoric feeling. Like you've heard of runner's high. That's real. High on life, baby. Okay, next. Next. I'm going to give you one more. Then we're going to take a break. And I'm come back and I'm going to drop them like they're hot. Because they are. Your diet. And I know that's another one. It's like, yeah. No. Diet. Diet's huge. You know, all health starts in the gut, number one. You need good bacteria in there. So you do need a good vitamin intake. Here's a fun fact. 88% of people are lacking magnesium in their diets. Well, who gives a crap? What's magnesium? Magnesium reduces stress. Stress is correlated with anxiety, which is correlated with depression. You got to get better diets. We have to limit the sugars, the preservatives, the processed foods. And it's hard. It's hard because how about this? You go into a supermarket and you got the healthy food section. This section's all healthy. Well, what the hell is the rest of the store? Did you ever think of that? We got to be our own best advocates. And it starts in the kitchen. All right. Health starts in the kitchen. Let's take a quick break, 30 seconds. We're coming right back because we got amazing sponsors that had our back this entire year. Let me tell you, Get Up Army, really quick, like, phew, like that quick, about Anchor Podcasts. We'll be right back. Boom! Shake the room, baby. We're talking about the top 10 suggested ways that could help you relieve depression. Get out of that. Climb out of that pit. Let's go. Take my hand, baby. Get up. Here we go. Let's run down. We talked about four of them so far. We talked about making some plans, some pleasant plans or events. Get that on your schedule. Number two, getting in a routine, like a basic daily routine that's going to benefit you. Number three, we talked about exercise. Number four, we talked about diet. Number five, one of my favorite pastimes that I heard a quote one time. It said, sleep. Sleep is the greatest drug that most professional athletes do not take advantage of. And it's not sleep. It's not just about getting enough sleep. It's about having a, again, routine of sleep, having a general time when you start to turn it down. The reason for that is because then your body is expecting it. You will sleep better. You will sleep more sound. And it's going to, then you in turn will feel better, act better, be better, have more energy, right? It is suggested 8 hours a night. It's almost like this badge of honor now where, you know, if you sleep too much, you get shamed. I hear that all the time about, no, teenagers are lazy. They sleep a lot. No, they're not lazy. They're growing. Is a baby lazy when it sleeps a lot? No, dumb. The baby's growing. but we all need sleep. And it is an 8 hour thing because there are different stages. There's five different stages, REM included in there. There's so much that happens when you sleep, from your skin, those of us with the benefit of hair, nails, your subconscious mind, which doesn't turn off. And, you know, that's part of when you're getting dreams and you wake up and there was an orangutan hanging off a chandelier with a bottle rocket. And you don't know what that means, right? But I mean, things are happening when you're sleeping. If you're having trouble sleeping, try to find, again, a general time where it's going to work for you. B, melatonin is fantastic for that. You can get it over the counter and it's not even a drug. It's your body produces melatonin, but if you need a little extra melatonin, you can literally take it in a spray or pill form. Okay. Also, temperature. We sleep better when it's cold. So even if you're going to wind up because your body temperature drops. So the cooler it is in your room or wherever it is that you're going to sleep, that sends a message to your body going, oh, okay, we're turning down now. And obviously, you know, that's your appendages too, okay? Those little toes and fingers, keep them cool. And then you'll go to sleep faster. And obviously, we all know it and we don't do it. Limit the freaking screen time. Put that stuff away like 20, 30 minutes. We sit on our phones, we watch the television, we scroll on our games or on the laptops, the iPads. Put that crap away. Have the time for the meditation, the self-reflection, the quiet time. We need more quiet. Sleep is definitely going to help with mood. I am a crabby mother when I don't sleep. It's horrible. I do not operate well without sleep. Sleep is a mood changer. So please take that seriously. How about this one? Getting outdoors. Number six, getting outdoors. Outdoors is so underrated in this list. There is something so freeing about being in nature. Not to mention the exposure to sunlight. Exposure to sun, you know, you get the vitamin D pumping. It increases your serotonin levels, and that provides a temporary mood boost. You know, I've talked with some of these experts that really advocate for grounding or earthing, which is where you're simply outside, barefoot, toes in the grass or on the ground or in the sand. Ooh, that's nice, huh? That's a de-stressor. Being outdoors, and it could just be a walk, could be a couple times a week, right? And that's double whammy. You're getting, you're outdoors and you're getting some exercise in. It's perfect. I like to play golf. I suck at golf, but I have fun with it. And I'm so outdoors and it's peaceful and it's quiet and there's nature other than the bad outside voices that are happening with me when I can't hit that stupid ball. All right, let's keep it rolling. Gratitude. Gratitude is huge. Like every day could literally be Thanksgiving if you really sat back and took an inventory of all your blessings. I dedicate a whole chapter to it and Light Up the Darkness because I believe successful people have gratitude. Doesn't mean you're not insatiable and you don't want more, which there's nothing wrong with that. You can want more. You probably deserve more. But how are you going to have more and appreciate more if you don't appreciate what you already have? I mean, if you're hearing this right now, you can hear. You're not deaf. Be thankful for that. Here's a suggestion. I would suggest for you to get a little journal, a dollar, go to the dollar store, get a journal, a little pad. How much for me? $1. Get a journal. Do this at night before you go to bed, because you won't have your iPhone because you put it down. Go to bed, take some time, be quiet, be still, self-reflect. And write down 3 to 5 things that you were thankful for. Maybe someone you interacted with that day. Maybe a place you're able to go. Maybe something really cool happened to you. Maybe you had the best lunch. Maybe you met somebody. Maybe you earned something or someone gave you a compliment. There's going to be things. It could be material things. I'm thankful. I'm thankful for this microphone, this computer, this leather chair I'm in, and this ring light that's blinding me. Somebody's getting fired up in here for lighting. But there's always something to be grateful for. Write them down at night. Do this for 30 days every single night. I'm serious. Every single night for 30 days, have a little gratitude journal. When you wake up in the morning feeling like P. Diddy, open up that journal, read those 3 to 5 things. Read them back to you. You do that for 30 days. I guarantee there is going to be progress in your mood. Gratitude's huge. Next one I could do a whole podcast on because I also wrote an entire chapter on this in faith. Faith. Faith is important. I do not get shook in what's happening in the world. And the reason for that is because I have very strong faith. Everybody has different faith. Everybody believes in something different. I'm Christian. I'm a follower of Jesus Christ. I believe Christ died on the cross. I believe he rose again. I believe that he is not the Lord and Savior. I believe he's my Lord and Savior. As I confess my sins to him, given my life for him. And I believe that will bring eternal life. I read my Bible. I'm into it. You know, there's so many churches that are open to share their faith. You know, pastors. Maybe you have a friend that has religious beliefs. There are so many online worship acts. There's access to online worship now. Go on YouTube. You could check out my church, Calvary Chapel from Chester Springs, Pennsylvania. Shout out to Pastor Chris Swanson. Man is unbelievable. He takes what's happening in the world today and specifically correlates it with what's written in the Bible. And you'll learn the Bible's a history book that will also predict the future. Faith, you have to have faith. I think George Michael said that. Because you got to have faith. Which brings me to the next one, number 9. Music. Music. As a matter of fact, my 4th book is being written right now about music. During lockdown, during pandemic, that kept people together. I've been DJing for 22 years soon. Music is a mood booster. Music is celebratory. Music is nostalgic. Music can take you away to another time, another place, to different memories. Memories can strengthen positive emotions. When you sing, it's active. It's an activity. That's releasing endorphins. Music. Get your jam on, girl. Music's important. And if you're talking about faith, there's worship music. How about that? And finally, number 10. And I'll recap the 9 and I'll drop 10. So listen, make some plans, some pleasant events for you. Big things, little things, maybe some daily things, 15 minutes a day that you're going to look forward to and enjoy. Exercise, it's huge. Get out there, get moving. Diet is what you put in is what you're going to get, right? You don't plant tomatoes and get pineapples. So if you're putting crap in your body, what do you think you're going to wind up getting? Be aware of your diet. Sleep, got to get sleep. Sleep is huge. Outdoors, getting outdoors. Release that serotonin, increase the levels. Getting in a routine, a daily, gentle schedule to keep you on track, to keep you poised so days don't just run through and you lose track of everything. Gratitude journal, just talked about it. Faith, having faith, believing in something. I believe in Jesus, and I'd be happy to talk to you about it too. Reach out to me if you want to find out more about that. Music. I'm a big music guy. Music is huge. And finally, number 10, get up. Get up. I know some people need an arm around them. Some need a foot and a rear end. And get up. The get up message. You are allowed to have a down day. You are allowed to wallow, but constructively. And what I mean by that is you're allowed to be down, but you're not allowed to stay down. When you feel like crap, when things are happening, stay there. Sit in that emotion. Feel those emotions, but do not stay there. All right. You're not in park. You're in neutral with the hazards going. You got to have progress. You got to take another step. Today, the crap that happened today doesn't represent anything about what it can look like tomorrow. I love this quote, and you've heard me say it before. Bruce Lee, to hell with circumstances, I create my success. Don't forget, when you're having tough times, when you're down, you've been up before, and you're going to be up again. But you got to take steps in order to get there. And there's people that are willing to listen. There's people that are willing to help. And there's people who are out here encouraging, like me, you, to get up. So I hope this episode helped you. And I hope it helped you get up. And I hope it's going to help someone that you know that might need to hear it. Listen, I appreciate you guys. I love you guys, man. This was episode 47. I don't know if we're going to get 50 in before the new year, but let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. Hey, Get Up Army, let's connect out there on social media. Again, check out markhafer.com. If you dug all this stuff, you can support this podcast. And look, I am looking forward to what the future is going to bring and doing it together. You want to go fast, go alone. You want to go far, go together. Get Up Army, we're better together. Love you guys. I appreciate you guys. I am always in your corner. It's Mark Hayford.